Oasis Audio presents The Real Wizard of Oz by Rebecca Long Crane. Read for you by Brooke Heldman. In a utilitarian age, of all other times, it is a matter of grave importance that fairy tales should be respected. Charles Dickens. Stunt, dwarf, or destroy the imagination of a child, and you have taken away its chances of success in life. Imagination transforms the commonplace into the great and creates the new out of the old. L. Frank Baum. Introduction on telling the life story of a storyteller. In my memory, there isn't a time before The Wizard of Oz. I still have my battered old copy of the book, which is illustrated with peculiar and unforgettable drawings. When I leaf through them now, as I did so often as a child, it's as though the pictures are a map or a pathway back to childhood itself. I can't remember a time before I had seen the 1939 MGM movie starring Judy Garland either. The original book and the Technicolor film are braided together in my memory, like Dorothy's long red hair. It's as though The Wizard of Oz has always been with me. I don't think I'm the only person who feels this way about the story. The Wizard of Oz is so much a part of our culture that we take its existence for granted. The twisting tornado that carries Dorothy and her dog Toto from the arid Kansas prairie to the colorful land of Oz. The clever, brainless scarecrow. The kind but heartless Tin Man. The brave, cowardly lion. The Wicked Witch of the West, the Humbug Wizard, the Yellow Brick Road, and the Emerald City have become iconic, highly emotive images, permanently at hand and ready to draw on at any relevant moment.